The text from Galatians chapter 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The hymn we just sang was written by Ulrich Wilhelm Koren, the first Norwegian-American pastor to live west of the Mississippi River. He came to America in 1853, and when I was a parish pastor, I was privileged to serve some of the very same congregations that he had served, only I did it 130 years later. He was considered a very faithful Christian Lutheran pastor and theologian. But he would be the first to admit that he was sinful and needed God's forgiveness. On his gravestone in Decorah, Iowa, are two striking sayings, one in Greek and one in Norwegian. The Greek says, "It is written," referring to Scripture as the source of our faith and our life. The other is, "All by grace," acknowledging that God gives us everything that we have, even though we don't deserve it, especially referring to our salvation through Jesus Christ, God's Son. And in the hymn, Koren repeats this phrase that has the same thought, "Glory be to God." As we consider this text from Galatians and faithfulness as a fruit of the Spirit, we might try to find examples of Christians who have been faithful. The Bible, for example, describes Abraham, Moses, and David as faithful to God. And yet, when you look at their lives, each one stands guilty before God. Abraham lied about his wife. Moses disobeyed God's command and usurped his authority. David committed adultery and murder. Each one also learned to trust in God's mercy, grace, and forgiveness. Each one himself failed at faithfulness and loyalty. But each one had faith and learned to trust in God's faithfulness, who promised and offered salvation through the promised Messiah. Perhaps it is even more striking as we read the Bible when we find these phrases where it says that God is faithful. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son. The Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. In all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make the sacrifice for the sins of the people, referring to Jesus' sacrifice. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. Then I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who shall do according to what is in my heart and in my mind. God is faithful. As we read this passage about the fruits of the Spirit, it is important for us to remember again that they are just that, gifts and the work of God. Not things we can do on our own, but things that God gives to us, all by grace. So that we should acknowledge that he is the power behind anything good that might be in us, anything good that we might be able to begin to do. Glory be to God. God gives us faith to believe this, and therefore considers us to be his faithful people, because Jesus was faithful in our place. Jesus was faithful to the point of death, giving his innocent, sinless life to pay for our guilty, sinful life. Have you been faithful? Have you obeyed God's commands? Have you trusted in God with all your heart and soul and mind. No, you are not faithful. I am not faithful. Jesus is faithful. God is faithful. And God counts Jesus' faithfulness as though it is ours, as though we had lived his sinless life. God declares us faithful, innocent, guiltless, free, holy, righteous. By grace, through his mercy, he gives us these fruits of the Spirit so that we do have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Because God is faithful, we can rely on him, depend on him, trust in him, have faith in him. His word is sure and true. It is written, and it is so. We believe it and receive all that it promises. That is really the heart of the word faithful, full of faith, having faith, believing, trusting. We have this all by grace, as a gift, as a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we trust in him all the more, thank him with our whole heart, and look forward to being perfectly faithful in his kingdom of heaven. Jesus says, "Be faithful unto death. Trust in me, and I will give you the crown of life." Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Let us pray the prayer on page 167. Please rise. O my crucified Lord Jesus Christ, as the patient Lamb of God, you suffered for me the most shameful death on the cross, and with your precious blood you redeemed me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. I pray you to give me the assurance of this redemption through your word and sacraments, and to direct my heart by your Holy Spirit. Preserve me with your divine love, and hide me this day, both body and soul, in your holy wounds. Wash me from all my sins, teach me to live a life of good works, and at the end lead me from this world of sorrow to your eternal joy and glory. Hear me, my faithful Savior, my only comfort, hope, and life, my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.